We are Outdoor Living Unlimited. We put cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together, then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome into Experience Wisconsin. Thanks for hanging out with us on kind of a springy weekend. What a soggy April it's been. My goodness, I just can't believe not only how much rain we've had, but how severe the weather was, especially a week ago, 10 days ago. A little bit of rain this week, but we're beginning to dry out, and the stuff is popping in my yard. You know, about 6 months from now, I'll say I'm tired of mowing the grass, but for now, I love mowing the grass. I love being out there. It's popping, it's sprouting, it's coming up, my plants are greening up. I just love this time of year. It's just the renewal, right? And I think that's pretty cool. We've got some great places we're going to check out on this week's Experience Wisconsin. A little bit later on, our conversation with the travel secretary. Also later on, Ishnala, the incredible supper club. Bob Prosser, the owner of Ishnala, will be with us. And up next, it is Visit Manitowoc. Courtney Hansen from Manitowoc with us when Experience Wisconsin continues right here on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Hope your Wisconsin weekend's going great. I'm looking forward to being out in the yard. I might move some of my patio furniture out yet this weekend. I know, time to get it done. Let's get her done in Manitowoc. Courtney Hansen is the Director of Tourism for Visit Manitowoc, and she is with us. Hey, thanks for being here, Courtney.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited to chat Manitowoc with you.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so we head into the spring and into the summer. Why is it a great time to plan your travel to Manitowoc?
There is so much happening right now. The Manitowoc Farmers Market is kicking off next week on May 2nd. And that is one of those constants in our schedule through Halloween weekly, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So something if you're here over the weekend, kick off your day along the riverfront, grab lunch, grab breakfast, grab some tasty bakery. The other sense of spring and summer is the welcoming of the SS Badger Lake Michigan Car Ferry. Sailing season kicks off on May 15th, and that also continues through October as well. So really excited to welcome those two things back to our community and for visitors and residents alike to enjoy them.
Yeah, you know, Courtney, another exciting thing is that there's a new way to explore Manitowoc. Tell us about the Visit Manitowoc Passes program.
Yes, we just launched this by going to visitmanitowoc.com/passes. With just a few clicks of your phone, you can get these mobile exclusive passes on your phone and start exploring Manitowoc in a new way. We have had so many super cool, gorgeous murals, sculptures, pieces of public art come up in recent years. So folks can take the public art trail, go to all of the locations and check in via GPS on their phone to complete that pass and get an art-themed postcard or history bus. Can do the historic landmark trail, go again to those different locations, check in. There you can read a little bit more about the history of the SS Badger, the USS Cobia, our courthouse, a fun variety of different options there. But again, that one you can get a Visit Manitowoc tote bag for completing. But just a new way to explore our community, give visitors another way to really engage in our arts, our culture, our history.
I love it. That's such a great idea. I wanted to ask you about the DORA, the Designated Outdoor Refreshment Area, because now it's better than ever.
Exactly. You can even DORA while you're doing one of the trails downtown. But our DORA launched last year. It's a Designated Outdoor Refreshment Area where you can go to one of our licensed establishments, grab an alcoholic beverage. They'll put it in a transparent cup, mark it with a DORA sticker. You can enjoy a beverage while you're exploring Manitowoc. Now it's all year long, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., and we even expanded the DORA zone. So there's a few more establishments you can check out and even go watch the badger come in and greet it while enjoying a cocktail.
That's a great idea. Courtney Hansen is with us, the Director of Tourism for Visit Manitowoc. Let's get to some stuff people should put on their calendar. Great events coming up this summer. Let's start with Fourth on the Shore. Tell us about Fourth on the Shore.
Yes, Fourth on the Shore is always a full day of fun, but this year for America 250, it is a full weekend of fun. We have things going on every day from July 1st through July 5th. A lot going on the 4th of July. We partner with Subfest at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum, so it's a really great way, diving back into history, celebrating mm-hmm. today, parade, live music. We have a new street party, massive kids area, and of course, the festival foods fireworks at the end of the evening.
Oh my God, that sounds great. What a great way to celebrate America. Fourth on the Shore, the Wisconsin Sand Sculpting Festival. I've heard this is so cool. Tell us about that. It's in the middle of July.
Yes, this is one of my absolute favorite events of the summer. Always middle of July, this year, July 18th and 19th. The one of a kind in Wisconsin. We have semi-pro sand sculptors come in. What's really cool about Wisconsin is a lot of these sculptors also do snow and ice in the winter.
Oh.
So getting to see them warm up with sand is really fun. But massive in tons of sand, they create masterpieces. So it's a great thing to do a little bit on Saturday and come back on Sunday and see the finished product. But in the park space, we have vendors, we have live music and entertainment. And what's really cool is this entire beach is getting upgrades for accessibility improvements. And those all will really be unveiled at the Wisconsin Sand Sculpting Festival this year. So a whole new beach area to experience.
That is so cool. And quickly tell us about the Lakeshore Balloon Glow.
Yes, another must visit in summer. This is on Friday, August 14th from 5 to 9. We do so many activities from water ski shows to having a massive kids area. And then, of course, the hot air balloons that blow up and they glow and reflect in the Manitowoc River, ending with fireworks. It's a really exciting jam-packed evening. Great way to celebrate more of the end of summer in Manitowoc.
Going to be a great Manitowoc summer. For more information, check out visitmanitowoc.com. Courtney Hansen is the Director of Tourism for Visit Manitowoc. Thank you so much, Courtney.
Thank you.
You got it. Up next, it's a special place. It's Ishnala when Experience Wisconsin continues.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back. One of my favorite things about a Wisconsin summer is the eating out, the cocktails along the water, the nice fish fry outside. It is outside dining, and one of the greatest places to do it in our state is at Ishnala. Bob Prosser is the owner of Ishnala Supper Club. Thank you so much for being with us, Bob.
I am so excited to be with you. Can't wait for our 73rd season at Ishnala.
Wow!
1953, where it all began.
This is amazing, Bob, and I want to start with a basic question that I get asked all the time about your beautiful place. What makes Ishnala so special?
Our people, our beauty, our people. We take a lot of time because right now we're in the middle of training and we hire new people and our people that have been with us every day, we have training sessions. And I just told my manager yesterday, I said, it pleases me so much to watch our supervisors training our staff on a daily basis. We take a lot of time and effort to really train our people well because we hire for personalities. You cannot train personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So we hire people personalities. We train them on, the simple things, the things that are important. You know, number 7 on Bob's priority rules is the little things are the big things. So we identify all those types of things to give an exceptional service to every one of our guests. I mean, that's our goal. We want them to have so much fun at our property, and we want our staff, I tell them at orientation every year, I want you to be as proud to work at Ishnala as I am. And that's my goal, because I know it's conveyed to the guests.
I love that,
so that
Bob.
To answer your question, that's why we are so good, is because we put so much focus on doing the things correctly. And we hire the people with the best personalities and let them, do their personalities.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic, Bob. The service is always top tier. So is the food and drink. And you're local, and I love that. It's the best, and it's local. Can you talk about how important it is for local ingredients to be part of Ishnala?
Oh, absolutely. I will start with Woolersheim. Philippe, who owns Woolersheim, and his son-in-law, Tom, were at our orientation last Saturday. And they come in and talk about all the wine. We have a great partnership with them. We have our red wine, our white wine, and the bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
He comes out and doesn't do this for many people. And he told them, listen, we're the only place that he makes a special wine for. You can't get our wine anywhere else but Ishnala.
Yeah. Wow.
The only place he makes the bourbon is for us. And he doesn't do that for anybody else anyway. So we feel extra special. And we have a great partnership with him. We have a great partnership with the Central Standard Distillery in Milwaukee that does our brandy. And then, of course, Newski's Ham for our Cordon Bleu out of northern Wisconsin. It just goes on and on and on because I want to use as much of our local people and our, you know, our Wisconsin people because it's, you know, it's family. It's Wisconsin. That's what we're all about. That's Supper Club. That's who we are. And we just love being part of the whole community.
I love your commitment to the space. You spiff it up every year. The views are stunning. How important is the outdoor space and the bars and the special places that people hang out at Ishnala?
Well, you know, we've put a lot of money into the property over the last several years because we want it to be maintained. My son is, you know, at some point going to take over. He runs our other properties, but it's going to be for a long time. And we just put an awful lot of effort and money back into the property because we want it to be here forever. And our goal is to make it as beautiful as possible so they have a great experience at a beautiful place where they're going to get great, exceptional food and service. So we spend a lot of time. I mean, this month it's not just training. It's working on the ground. It's putting out 120 yards of mulch. And by the way, that's two semi-loads of mulch. That's a lot of mulch. You know, if you get 5 yards at your house, it seems like that mountain goes down. Think about the 120 yards you've just done at that property. I mean, it's incredible. So, and then obviously we're doing a lot of raking. We do a trimming of the trees, the flowers we don't have in yet, but we'll have those by the end of May from a local, you know, Thompson's Full Bloom. They've been doing it for 40 years.
Wow.
I use the same electrician that we've used for 40 years. I should have used the same plumber. So, you know, we've got such a connection with our community, and we all work so well together. I mean, I absolutely love being part of Ishnala. I am so fortunate and just want to continue to give everybody a great experience that comes to see us.
It's one of the very special places in Wisconsin. It's Ishnala. Bob Prosser is the owner. Bob, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You got it. Great places to stay out there, too. So maybe what you do is you make a weekend out of it or at least a Saturday night and you just stay over. Up next, our weekly conversation with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. You know who else loves supper clubs because we've talked to her about it in the past? Is Ann Sayers, and she knows all the best places. And when you're the travel secretary, you probably just make a quick phone call and you get the best table. It is Ann Sayers on Wisconsin's Afternoon News every single week. Here's this week's conversation with the travel secretary.
Time now for Travel Wisconsin on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, sponsored by Travel Wisconsin. A kickoff to camping with our travel secretary, Ann Sayers. Ann!
I'm so happy to be here, you guys. I have so many good ideas for camping.
I know, so many destinations, including family-friendly.
Yeah, so let's start in Trempealeau County, where you can plan your family's summer camping adventure at the Shoreside Getaway. It's in the Driftless. It's the Champions Riverside Resort. It's an ideal destination for making memories as a family. The campground sits on the banks of the Black River in Trempealeau County. Choose from a range of overnight options. You can even bring your own RV or set up a tent or rent one of the camper units. They even have deluxe cabins. And you're going to stay entertained for days. They have all these on-site amenities. They've got laser tag, a pool, an arcade, zip line, axe throwing, a whole bunch more. And the Champions Riverside Resort also hosts popular themed weekends. I love this. So upcoming themes include a murder mystery, princesses and pirates. They even have a weekend for Swifties. So I think I got to be there. And you explore more of Trempealeau County by dining at Beatles Bar and Restaurant that's located on the Wisconsin Great River Road. And the restaurant serves up a Supper Club inspired menu that's going to be a crowd pleaser for the whole family.
And you got some cool campgrounds to scout out in Walworth County as well.
I think this one is really, really fun. So you can spend the night in style at Camp Kettlewood. This is just outside of East Troy. It's a former Girl Scout camp that's been thoughtfully updated for the present. So The entire property is just this dreamy getaway to relive your youth in glamping fashion. You can stay in original 1960s era canvas tents or modernized scout cabins. You're going to enjoy plush beds, stylish furniture, retro decorations, and amenities like kitchenettes. So consider Camp Kettlewood's vintage camping trailers, too. They're like mid-century trailers, wonderfully renovated and vacation-ready. And while you're there, visit East Troy in the summer to dine on scratch-made pizza at Grassway Organics Dairy Farm that hosts popular Pizza on the Farm events on Fridays and Saturdays. That all starts May 1st, where you can savor wood-fired pizza in a working farm environment. People love that because it's so fun. And then you can cap off your East Troy adventure with a stop at the Hive Tap Room. They're open Thursday through Sunday, and you're going to sip on surprisingly dry meads made with 100% raw honey. Other craft beverages include a honey kombucha, zero-proof cocktails, and a tea-based soda elixir.
How fun! And then head to base camp in Bayfield County.
Another really, really fun idea here for adventurous campers. In Bayfield County, it's a beachside stay. It's the Herbster Campground. It offers tent sites right on the shore of Lake Superior. Electric-only sites and RV sites are available, too. Kick off your shoes, stroll a mile of sandy beach right there at the campground. You could also book a kayaking trip to explore the Apostle Islands through Lost Creek Adventures. This business is located in nearby Cornucopia. They've been guiding kayakers to the stunning sea caves for almost 15 years. And the outfitter also teaches bushcraft and survival skill courses for those looking for a new challenge. And you can add a visit to Lost Creek Falls to your itinerary. This is a 3-mile round-trip hike, and you'll get tucked away gem of Bayfield County that you can check out. And then finally, this is just crazy. Quell your hunger by grabbing dinner at the Cranberry over Superior. Amazing flavors coming out of this restaurant. Popular dishes include spotted cow battered cheese curds, crispy buffalo Brussels sprouts, maple sriracha chicken sandwich. But I have to tell you about their Bloody Mary. It is so photo worthy because it includes an entire whole smoked lake chub fish sitting on top of your Bloody Mary.
Oh, wow. Okay, so in Walworth County, Ann, would you stay in the original 19s era canvas tents or the modernized scout cabins?
This is the hardest choice. I don't know.
I would do the cabins.
You do cabins?
Yes.
I mean, they had me at plush beds.
I know, me too. Me too. And the cute kitchenettes. How fun.
Right?
There's so much to do. So little time. Summer is just around the corner. You can book
time
now.
Start planning.
Yes, start your planning now at travelwisconsin.com. Ann Sayers, Travel Secretary, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Ann is always so much fun. I just love her energy. If you'd like more information on any of the cool things that Ann discussed, the website is travelwisconsin.com. More information on the show, it is experiencewisconsin at WTMJ.com. Hey, next week, by the way, a little look ahead. Susan Kim from TMJ4 will be with us. I'll catch you next week on another edition of Experience Wisconsin.